If you've passed by its campus on Wilshire Boulevard, you're probably well aware of the changes happening at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art. LACMA is getting rid of some of its buildings, and in place of those buildings, a brand new structure designed by a renowned Swiss architect. Frances Anderton has been watching this story closely over the years, and she hosts KCRW's Design and Architecture, joins us this week for DNA on ATC. Hello, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
For those who aren't privy to seeing all these changes going on along Wilshire Boulevard, what is it that you can see right now at LACMA?
Well, what you can see is that some of the museum buildings at LACMA are starting to close their doors. There's much more activity at what's called the west end of the campus rather than the east end, where there are three buildings by an architect called William Pereira, one by an architect called Hardy Holtzman Pfeiffer. They are slated to be demolished, to be replaced by a monolithic building designed by the architect Peter Zumthor, which will extend over Wilshire and land where you currently have a parking lot at Spalding. Now, this has been in process for a long time. The design has changed. There's been lots of iterations of the design. But what happened this week was that the EIR, the final EIR, was released.
Environmental review.
The environmental impact report that looks into comments from people in the neighborhood. It looks at traffic impacts. It looks at impacts on the soil. It looks at sound impacts, lots and lots of environmental impacts. And they've been waiting and waiting for this report to be concluded, because once concluded, the museum can dive right into ramping up its fundraising in order to reach its final dollar amount to get this new building built.
We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars, obviously.
$600 million is where it's at.
In this environmental report that's out this week, I mean, do we know of any changes? Did anything happen to this?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, one could call it Honey, I Shrunk the Museum. The museum, which was referenced for several years as an expansion, is actually kind of diminishing. One's going to wind up with less museum than we currently have. The numbers get a little dry and wonky, but what we will wind up with is 40,000 square feet less than you currently have in the four buildings, and quite a substantial drop in theatre space. There's currently the Bing Theatre, several hundred seats. They're going to drop from 716 theatre seats to approximately 300. And yes, people, I think, are meant to be getting out their checkbooks starting very soon. And demolition is slated to start later this year. There's a gang of people at LACMA that is called Team PACMA that is packing away thousands of art objects in readiness for this move. So there's lots happening. And this release of this EIR, the final EIR, is definitely nudged us into the next phase.
Obviously, LACMA is going to have a lot of competition because they're, it seems to me, are a lot of museums being built in Los Angeles.
Either being built or being expanded. And as a result, lots of fundraising going on. So lots of fundraising competition. But yes, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences is continuing with its Renzo Piano design building in the shape of a glass and concrete sphere. We've got the Lucas Museum of Narrative Art being constructed at Exposition Park, designed by Beijing and LA-based MAD architects. And we have the Orange County Museum of Art making a move from Newport Beach to Costa Mesa, designed by Tom Main. Fundraising there. So that's just three, and there's other expansions going on, I believe.
Well, that's a good thing there are 15 million people in the greater LA region.
And a fair number of them have fairly deep pockets. Yeah. But yes, there's competition for dollars right now for cultural buildings.
Frances Anderton, by the way, you can catch DNA on KCRW Tuesdays at 2. Frances Anderton, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.